Central Ellington Council voted in favor of keeping the door open on a much-discussed bridge in the township. Riley Gillespie-Wilson has more.
The bridge bordering Center Wellington and Woolwich Townships has been barricaded off to pedestrian and cyclist travel since the spring of 2021. Councillor Lisa McDonald gave notice of the motion that Mayor Sean Waters agreed could be fruitful for council. McDonald reminded the Save Middlebrook Bridge Group have appeared before council in the past, speaking to the benefits of the bridge, and says heritage has been brought into the equation.
Some other information that came to light, that Woolwich's Heritage Group, they are exploring selling the bridge to Heritage Trust Fund. There might be options that way to provide funds. I'm not clear on the exact details, but I know there's a few moving pieces that have happened. So I just want to leave that door open.
Councillor Jennifer Adams was happy to see modifications made to the original motion involving funding, as she reminded council bridges are not cheap. McDonald stated this is a chance for collaboration.
This is an opportunity for two municipalities to work together. Currently, in my ward, in Ward 1, this will be the sixth bridge that we're looking at, and in Woolwich, they have one that abuts against this ward. So I look at this as an opportunity to work with Save Middlebrook Bridge community, however long it takes. That's what we're looking for.
Waters stated this is an ideal way to leave the door open for engagement. Reporting for The Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.